Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. This is your host of Lift Kai the Cross Radio Broadcast, Apostle W.D. Carter, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're going to continue to talk out of the message, the Harlot Church System. And we're going to be emphasizing a satanic strategy, a demonic strategy that has infiltrated the church and the body of Christ, and that particular strategy is called witchcraft. Witchcraft has now become all pervasive within the church system, and so, praise the Lord, we're going to continue dealing from that particular subject under the message, the Harlot Church System. Let's turn our Bibles to Galatians, the 5th chapter, again, starting at the 13th verse. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye are not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, are evident, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And we want to stop right there, praise the Lord, so that I might define exactly what the word witchcraft means and how witchcraft manifests itself or reveals itself in our everyday practical experience. Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. It is the act of soliciting and or operating in a different spirit in order to intimidate, manipulate, dominate, and control others. Thus, anyone who is attempting to seize authority or control illegally is considered to be practicing witchcraft. People practice witchcraft in the church as thoughtlessly as they do in everyday life. It is an abomination to God when it is practiced in any arena, but more especially when we practice it among one another in the family of God. Jesus is the head of his body, the called out ones. We, the church of Jesus Christ, are the called out ones. The word church means ecclesia, and ecclesia in the Greek means the called out ones. So that, praise the Lord, all of us who have been born again by the Spirit of the living God, baptized in water, we are the called out ones. Praise the Lord. Now you need to understand, praise God, everybody needs to understand that once you hear the message of the gospel proclaimed in your ears, you have been called by God to submit to that message by faith. You're not called to understand it. You're only called to believe it. And as a result of you believing the message of the gospel, the power of the message will be activated in your life, and it will produce a process in your life called sanctification. Praise the Lord. And you will, praise God, have been born again. The Holy Spirit is his administrator. Jesus is the head of his body, the called out ones, The Holy Spirit is his administrator. Those who follow Jesus are obedient to his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit establishes the kingdom of God. It can never be established by a hand of self-strength and the practice of witchcraft. When men assume headship over Christ's body, that is, when men assume leadership over Christ's body, and people submit to that false headship, the flesh rather than the Spirit of Jesus is operating. Let me say that again. When men assume headship over Christ's body, and people submit to that false headship, the flesh rather than the Spirit of Jesus is operating. Now understand that statement, praise the Lord, because the Bible declares, praise the Lord, that Jesus is the head or the leader of every man. Jesus is the head of every man. Jesus is the head of his church. And so when men assume the position of headship over Christ's body, then that headship is false, praise the Lord, and the people are submitting to flesh. They're submitting to the cardinality of those men rather than submitting to the Spirit of Jesus. The fact that such terms as ambition, impatience, competition, success, promotion, contention, contrariness, argumentativeness, divisiveness, and unyieldedness are commonplace among those who rule the churches and abide in them is evidence enough that they are operating in the flesh. Now, all of the terms that I just declared, praise the Lord, contribute to the character of politics in the church. Glory be to God. Amongst the body of Christ. And that comes under the auspices of our ungodly human nature. The flesh nature of man is controlling and manipulative. Thus, it engages in the practice of witchcraft. When what you have is headed by man or woman, it will always be under the rule of witchcraft. Men building their own kingdoms, women building their own kingdoms under the pretext of being the kingdom of God. In other words, praise God, these people are actually building their own, they're actually fulfilling their own agendas using the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to fulfill their own purposes. And when men and women, praise the Lord, when those who are the called out ones submit to that, then, praise God, they become victims of witchcraft. Hallelujah. The structures of denominations and institutionalized churches are headed by man. Every denomination, praise the Lord, has been raised up by man, raised up and promoted by man. Therefore, they are out of scriptural order. Those who rule the churches may say that Christ is the head of their church, but he is not. He cannot be the head of many different bodies. He is the head of his body. There is only one body of Christ. If Jesus were in charge of these man-ruled organizations, there would be no need for men and women to politic for positions. If he were the head of the churches, there would be only one church, because there is only one body of Christ. On the contrary, the churches are divided one against another. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Let's look at it together. Praise the Lord. And just give me a couple of seconds so that I can find it in my own Bible. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry, the first verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is an alarming thing to realize that this thing we call church is not ruled by the Holy Spirit, but by witchcraft. In the street savvy words of Bob Huey, everything that is called Christian and Holy Spirit ain't. Be warned. Self-seeking people who rule the churches are typically fueled by the need to increase themselves in power, position, riches, and domination. They are Nicolaitans who are prodded by the Jezebel spirit. And it is important to understand that, believers. Extremely important to understand, praise the Lord, that the spirit of the Nicolaitans, ruled by the spirit of Jezebel, is operating in the local assemblies, in the denominations, in the institutionalized church, in religion. Praise the Lord. That's what witchcraft produces. Witchcraft produces religion. The spirit of the Nicolaitans and the spirit of Jezebel produce religion. It's a stratagem. Praise God. And you need to understand that religion will always reject Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe it, praise the Lord, just look at the scribes and the Pharisees. It is this religious people, praise God, manifested as the scribes and Pharisees in the day that Jesus walked the planet, who plotted to and ultimately killed the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. They are Nicolaitans who are prodded by the Jezebel spirit. They garner large sums of unrighteously gained tithes and offerings to build elaborate edifices for themselves rather than beautifying the Lord of glory and his bride. They seduce others to join them rather than joining others to Jesus Christ. How many of you, praise the Lord, have had the experience of being invited to join the church? Join yourself to a religious organization disguised as the Church of Jesus Christ. This happens in the harlot church system all the time. You are invited to come up and join the church. Praise the Lord. And this is why when you are asked, are you saved? The first thing you say, well, I have been baptized. Praise the Lord. But you need to understand that if you have been baptized without having the supernatural experience of repentance, that your baptism is null and void. It means absolutely nothing because fundamentally you have been baptized into a religious organization known as a denomination, such as the Baptist, such as the Methodist, the Lutheran, so forth and so on. Praise the Lord. These churches, these denominations, they devise schemes, programs, and marketing plans. Complete with logos and slogans to entice people to join them. They inspire loyalty and commitment to themselves and their vision rather than to Jesus and his vision for the bride. This is why, praise the Lord, many of you, a great multitude of you, feel like you are doing something special when you are operating in a denominational system. But what you are actually doing is operating in self-righteousness, self-righteousness. And Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees, ye are they which justify yourself. No, rather, he said to his disciples, praise the Lord, what the scribes and Pharisees were operating in was self-righteousness. He said to them, accept your righteousness. Listen to this statement. Jesus said to his disciples, accept your righteousness, exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. So the question becomes, well, what exactly is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? And the answer to that is that the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees is self-righteousness. And if you, praise the Lord, believe that you're going to enter into heaven, praise the Lord, based on the what you have done in the religious organizations, it's never going to happen for you. Because if you're operating in self-righteousness, you have denied the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, upon your life. You have denied the effect, praise the Lord, that the shed blood of Jesus Christ produces it over your life. And you, praise the Lord, believe that based on your works that you've done in the religious system, that you're justified before God. In other words, praise the Lord, you have attempted to justify yourself rather than, praise God, allowing the Lord to justify you by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They bind people to their own laws and phony doctrines. They guilt provoke people to sign pledge cards, causing them to make oaths that God has not asked them to make. They build their identities around their names, positions, clerical collars, titles, denominations, traditions, doctrine, and heritage. They deceive people into thinking that busyness is godliness. They use their power to endow other people with power, that they might ally those other people to themselves. Praise the Lord. Ye are they which justify yourselves before men. They give the more honored seats to the persons who come in wearing the gold rings and costly apparel. James 2:2. People, their money and their talents are rungs on the ladder they use to climb to the heights of their own ambitions, which are fueled by their imaginations. Praise the Lord. Self-seeking people who rule the churches have personal agendas. Self-seeking personal agendas conflict with God's agenda. And this is, praise the Lord, what Jesus Christ had to deal with in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew. The scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, well, why is it that your disciples do not keep the tradition of the elders? And Jesus had to say to the scribes and the Pharisees, and why do you, by your traditions, negate the commandment of God? You violate the commandments of God by your traditions. And as a result, praise God, you nullify the effect that the commandments of God, the word of God, would have in the life of the people. Hallelujah. Their agendas are often hidden. Different people have different agendas. Bishop Pete built a new sanctuary out of his need for identity. Father David entered the ministry to please his dad. Reverend Dan earned a doctoral degree to receive recognition and better positions. Dr. Anthony was committed to writing a new book every year just to maintain his popularity. People with hidden agendas need supporters to carry out their plans. They may want increased church membership. Never a newer and bigger buildings, inflated reputations, or better salaries. They need noses and nickels to to achieve their desired high standings. They know that bigness impresses people. They have taught each other that, so that the bigger they get, the more impressive they think they will become. The more popular many ministers become, the more riches people lavish upon them. Come on, look at what's happening in your own experiences. Praise the Lord. There are many people out there who are called charismatic, and they know, praise the Lord, how to witchcraft people out of their monies. They know how to witchcraft people out of their loyalty to their agendas, praise the Lord, and to their plans and purposes. People go for it all the time. And the bigger the minister is, the bigger, praise God, his building is, the bigger, the more the good suits that he wears, the bigger car that he drives, the more money the people feel they need to pour upon him or to invest in him. Their agendas must be kept hidden from their supporters, for the truth would result in a loss of support. Therefore, they seek to gain loyalty and support by provoking fear, condemnation, guilt, emotionalism, and by falsifying reports. Self-seeking people who rule the churches depend upon other people to make themselves their churches, to make themselves and their churches successful. Naive and unsuspecting partners or members are deceived into believing that giving to these ministries or churches ruled by people with personal agendas are as unto the Lord. These ministries often make people feel guilty if they do not give as much as they might freely choose to give. They extract tithes and offerings from their constituency, deceiving them into believing that they are seeding into the kingdom of God, when, in fact, they are empowering the kingdom of man. You know this for yourselves. As I'm speaking this message under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, many of you out there right now who have been nagged by doubts about the religious system that you're in, right now those doubts are being confirmed by this word. And what you need to do, praise the Lord, is admit to yourself that you have allowed yourself to be deceived. And then you need to repent and come out of the harlot church system. And don't worry about, praise the Lord, what's going to have to happen to you after you divest yourself of the system. The Spirit of the living God, via the Holy Spirit that is in you, is going to lead you and guide you exactly into what he wants to do, what people he wants you to fellowship with, where he wants you to go. But you have got to lead out by faith. You've got to be like Abraham. When the Lord told Abraham to leave, praise the Lord, he told him to get out from his country, from his kindred, from everything that was familiar to him. Praise the Lord. And Abraham didn't ask the Lord, well, where do you want me to go? He just got up, packed his bags, the people that were with him, and left. And he went south. He went toward the south. That's all he did. And he did that by faith until he came to a place where the Lord said, wait a minute, right here, I want you to stop right here. And that's what's going to happen to you. Once you get up the courage, praise the Lord, to embrace the Spirit of God that has been leading you out of the system all this time. This word is confirming the message that the Spirit of God has been speaking to your spirit for years. But based on your idolatry of the system, you have chosen to stay in the system rather than to obey the Holy Spirit. And now this message is convicting you. This is good, because you ought to be like David. When Nathan the prophet came to him and said, gave him that little analogy, praise the Lord, of the man with the lamb, praise God, with the ewe lamb, David said, after he heard what the prophet said, he said, I have sinned. He acknowledged that he had sinned. And then in the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms, he repented. He repented. He turned from his wicked ways. and admit it to the Lord. Ask, appeal to the loving kindness and tender mercies of the Lord to forgive him and to restore unto him the joy of his salvation. This is what you have to do. Praise the Lord. In order for you to move forward in the Spirit of God, in order for you to grow in the Spirit of God, in order for you to go forth in the calling that God has upon your personal life. Hallelujah. The religious systems appeal to their supporters' emotions in order to persuade them to give to their ministry or church. If they are TV personalities, they may promise to send their supporters a free gift for their donation, books, tapes, prayer cloths, anointing oil from Israel or some other token. These are just gimmicks that these guys use to get your money out of you, to witchcraft you out of your finances. Praise the Lord. And what the Lord is saying, he's saying that he wants you to stop being stupid, crazy, and insane. He wants you to stop allowing yourself to be deceived and deceiving yourself. Glory be to his matchless name. Their mail outs are carefully professional and professionally designed to tug on the heartstrings of donors, manipulating them into giving money. They falsely teach that their churches are the storehouses for those members who belong to them. You don't belong to a religious organization. You belong to the Spirit of God. That's who saved you. Jesus Christ is the one that saved you, shed his blood for you, praise the Lord, and then filled you with his Holy Spirit. You don't belong to a religious organization. This is why Paul warned, beware that you be not spoiled or led captive through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Many of these people accumulate wealth and lavish it back upon themselves in the building, maintenance, and preservation of their organization and institutions, while the poor around the world go without food, clothing, shelter, and the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus never even slightly suggested that inasmuch as you build your buildings and preserve your institutions, you have done it unto me. Rather, he said that inasmuch as we feed the hungry, give a drink to a stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick and imprisoned, we are doing these things to him. Matthew 25:35-40. Glory be to God. Some of these self-seeking people who rule the churches may be insecure control addicts who need to maintain a sense of order in their lives to feel safe. They may be perfectionists who impose their standards or perfection upon others. When others fail to meet their standards, they become frustrated and rageful. Rage is a part of their arsenal of weapons to manipulate others into conformity. Pastor Daniel was such a one. Pastor Daniel's church, and I emphasize that it was his church, served as a showcase for his drive to perform. He was an accomplished orator and reader and had a winning personality. His setting was exquisite, and his staging was professional. He attracted crowds and multiplied members, but he could not keep them. Why do people go out the back door as quickly as they come in the front, he asked. He did not want to hear the truth. He wanted it to be their fault, not his. People left because of his misuse of authority. He was spiritually and emotionally abusive. It was, after all, his church. And no one was permitted to do anything unless invited to do so. His church was his theater, his pulpit was his stage, and he was the show. Those who had the slightest thought of contradicting him, especially if they had been given a place of leadership, became suspect. They had to be dealt with, usually tongue-lashed. Praise the Lord. How many of you are going through that experience, through this experience right now? You're going through it, and you're wondering, Lord, is this what you really meant? No, the Lord didn't mean that. I've come to the end of the broadcast, praise the Lord, and I pray for you. I pray that you will come to your senses. You will capitulate to the revelation that the Lord has given you to come out of the harlot church system. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, and the Lord bless you.